I lowered my voice and asked, "So, Dart really talks to you?"
"Yeah, sometimes."
"What does he say?"
"I can't tell you. What my dragon says is only for me to know."
"Do you think Moonlight can talk?"
"Of course, all dragons can talk, if they want to."
"How do I get him to talk to me?"
Joe rolled his eyes and said, "It's not up to you, silly. It's up to your dragon."
"Do you think he will talk to me when I become a dragonflyer?"
"You have more to learn before you can become a dragonflyer, but I think you're almost ready. Here, take this book and do exactly as it says."
Joe handed me a brown, leather-bound book that was well-worn. It had a thin leather string that wrapped round the cover to tie it shut. The title on the front was embossed and read, "The Dragon Book of Secrets." I ran my fingers over the raised letters and smiled. This is exactly what I needed. "Thanks, buddy." I rushed home so I could start reading. I propped myself up on my bed and sunk into the pillows, ready to learn all the secrets about dragons. I turned to the table of contents and scanned the chapters. Chapter 1. Finding Your Dragon. Chapter 2. Making Friends with Your Dragon. Chapter 3. Dragon Names and Superpowers. Chapter 4. Riding Your Dragon. Chapter 5. Rules of Dragon Racing. Chapter 6. Dragons Can Talk. "Ha!" I chuckled. "I sure could have used this book sooner." I quickly turned to Chapter 6. I couldn't wait to find out how to get my dragon to talk. I read out loud, "Before starting this chapter, you must complete chapters 1 to 5. If you have finished all the steps in each chapter and your dragon is not talking to you, here are a few things to remember. 1. All dragons can talk, but they rarely do. 2. Your dragon will talk when he wants to. 3. Dragons will only talk to someone they love and trust. Am I doing something wrong? Why won't Moonlight talk to me? Doesn't he love me?" I turned the page to find out more. "Are you kidding me? That's it." The next page was start of Chapter 7, How to Become a Dragonflyer. I scanned through the rest of the book, but I couldn't find any more about getting a dragon to talk, so I put the book down in frustration. I wanted Moonlight to talk to me even more than I wanted to become a dragonflyer. What would it be like to have a talking dragon and be on the dragonflyers team? Joe was able to do both, so it was possible.